Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The California LGBT Caucus has recently introduced a bill that is the broadest of its kind in the country. It would ban counseling for adults who seek to receive counsel for their unwanted same-sex attraction, behavior, or even gender confusion. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me to talk about this is Matt Barber, founder of BarbWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, this bill, AB 2943, is going through the various committees. And California, if you remember, is the first state in the country to pass this so-called ban on what they call conversion therapy. It's really talk therapy or change therapy. They were the first to ban this kind of counseling with regards to minors. We predicted that it's just a short matter of time. They're going to try to expand this to adults. And frankly, I believe beyond that, they're going to try to expand this to non-licensed counselors, including pastors and churches. This particular bill would prohibit counselors from providing and adults from receiving counsel that they want regarding their unwanted, and I emphasize that, their unwanted, they don't want it, same-sex attraction, if they're experiencing that, same-sex behavior, or their gender confusion. This bill would put California in the counseling room and tell the counselor, no, you can't provide that counsel that the client seeks.
Yeah, and even the APA has acknowledged that there are various levels of success. They have come out with no studies that show any harm whatsoever from this counseling. And we know anecdotally, I mean, untold thousands of people who have benefited from this counseling. This is a gross violation of the First Amendment, but it's more, even more than that, it's an interference between therapist and client and the wishes of the person receiving counseling, who may have been, you know, sexually molested as a boy, and that may have been the catalyst, for instance, to their same unwanted same-sex attractions. They want to get to the bottom of that, fetter that out. This law would say, no, you just have to be pigeonholed into that lifestyle. We're going to call you gay because you have these same-sex attractions, even though they stemmed from your being sexually molested. It's unconscionable, and we knew that the left is all too good at incrementalism. We knew this was coming.
You know, let's clarify. This bill prohibits, one, advertising sexual orientation change efforts, two, offering to engage in sexual orientation change efforts, and three, engaging in sexual orientation change efforts. And it prohibits every individual, whether a pastor, clergy, or licensed therapist, from advertising, offering to engage in, or engaging in sexual orientation change efforts. So think about this. If a pastor recommends a particular book or services, or even the Bible that directs people to trust in Jesus to help them with these unwanted same-sex attractions, they will be banned from doing that.
Yeah, so if you create a book, and some of our counselors that we represent in California and other states, some have actually gone through this issue. Some have been molested, ultimately developed unwanted same-sex attractions. Some actually had entered into same-sex relations.
Right.
And through Jesus Christ, when they encounter Jesus, that past has been completely changed. And they ultimately have later chosen the profession of counseling. So they have this in their background and personal experience. They're also licensed counselors. If they were to create a book giving their story and offering and telling that they actually provide this counsel to liberate people through Jesus Christ and their relationship with him, that book would be banned.
Right, their hands would be tied.
This is so Orwellian. I mean, you know, what are they going to do, start burning books next?
Yeah.
You're such a gross violation of individual liberties and rights here. And the sad thing is, it's based in, not in science, not in any science, not in any credible study. It's based in politics. This is purely politically driven, ideologically driven, and unfortunately, people in California who wanna kind of fetter out the causes and the root causes and solutions to their unwanted same-sex attractions are now victimized by this bill.
You know, and it's heartbreaking. As you said, Matt, earlier, you know, many of these people dealing with these unwanted same-sex attractions are victims of sexual abuse, either within their family or outside. And so they're struggling with that. And as we know, Jesus Christ is the only one that can truly free them from that.
Yeah, I know the left agenda doesn't want to recognize that sometimes people develop these unwanted same-sex attractions or gender confusion subsequent to sexual molestation or abuse or domination. Not everyone, but certainly there's enough out there
where people
have developed that. There's no question about it. We know people personally who have had that happen. We know counselors who have had that happen, who are now counselors, but that was something in their past. Those individuals that come to a counselor as an adult, we're not talking about going through your family, your mom and dad, your parents or guardians. As an adult, if you have that happen and you're struggling with these unwanted attractions or feelings, or you're have engaged in unwanted same-sex behavior, or you're going through confusion, you know, am I a man, am I a woman? You want to ultimately resolve that, if you're male, that you want to be comfortable and content with being male. That's what your ultimate objective is in this case. You seek out a counselor, you won't be able to get that kind of counseling. You know, Walt Heyer, for example, Walt Heyer is one of many who bought this lie that you can change your gender by going through hormone treatment and plastic surgery. He was born male and ultimately went through plastic surgery and hormone treatment and identified as female. Later in his life, he ultimately encountered Jesus Christ and became very content and wanted to revert to his birth of being a male. He then stopped the hormones. He sought counsel. He ended up going through some different kinds of surgical interventions to try to reverse what he had done before. He's now happily married, has been for many years, to a woman.
Right.
He would not be able to get any counsel that he received when he was going through this process.
And he, you know, he received Jesus Christ. I mean, that he was the one that gave, Jesus gave him freedom. But tragically, those people that don't and go through the surgery, 40% of them commit suicide.
41%. And that's not us saying that.
Right.
And here's some other statistical facts. Researchers with the CDC, going back to the sexual molestation aspect of it, they have said that homosexual men who have sex with men, are, quote, at least 3 times more likely to report childhood sexual abuse. And then there's the left-leaning Archives of Sexual Behavior. They had a study that showed that nearly half of all men who end up identifying as gay were molested by a homosexual predator. It says this, quote, 46% of homosexual men and 22% of homosexual women reported having been molested by a person of the same gender. And that just shows you these are where these unwanted same-sex attractions are coming from. People understand that. They want to get to the bottom of it and
they're
resolve
hurting.
And they're not being allowed to.
Right. And this is coming from these research institutions. These are not right-wing organizations.
No.
They're not conservative or they're not religious organizations. These are scientific research documents. And if you go to the Center for Disease Control, you'll find lots of those same kinds of scientific research. Say, for example, someone comes in, they're engaging in same-sex behavior. They don't want to. That conflicts with their moral and religious construct. They want to stop it. The Center for Disease Control and many other resources show that that kind of behavior is risky, has consequences. There's physical and there's also medical risk that are inherent in that kind of behavior. Now they want to stop it. They want to change. They seek a counselor that is able to address these issues and these conflicts. Well, under California, if this particular bill comes into law, they won't be able to. And if this passes in California, then you can bet that other states, some will follow suit. And if the state doesn't pass it, what we're seeing now is the kind of ban that California enacted for minors is also being implemented in some local municipalities and counties because it can't be passed in the state. We've got a pending lawsuit against Tampa in Florida for passing a ban on minors receiving this kind of counsel. And we've represented minors and their families who have benefited significantly, whose stressors have gone down because of this council. This is a dangerous bill. It will harm individuals. It is politically driven. Join us at Liberty Council as we continue to advance and defend religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and marriage in the family. Go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org. We need your prayers, and thank you for them, and also your financial support. You can contribute online at lc.org. You can also order Kim Davis's brand new book, Under God's Authority. That's Under God's Authority, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776, lc.org.